Welcome to this edition of the God is Your Life broadcast. This is Reverend Mark Slay inviting you to join me for the next few minutes as we get into the Word of God. Deuteronomy 30:20 tells us to love the Lord your God, obey His voice, and to hold tight to Him, for this is your life. I'll be back in a few minutes, but for now, let's listen as I teach from the Word. Open to Psalm 91, would you first? That's going to be the first scripture I look at. The 91st Psalm is a psalm of deliverance. It was written to teach us about God's delivering power for His people. And I'm not going to read the whole thing just because it's all of it. It doesn't really apply to what we want to focus on today. But it says, He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That means you'll be close by Him. I'll say to the Lord, my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. For it's He who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. And He'll cover you with His pinions, and under His wings you can seek refuge, and His faithfulness is a shield and a bulwark. And you'll not be afraid of the terror by night or the arrow that flies by day. Now notice, God does not have in His plan of redemption for us fear. You'll not be afraid of whatever is around. Basically, you could sum it up. Verse 6, of the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, our destruction lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it'll not approach you. You'll only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Now, verse 10. Now, no evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. For He's going to give His angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. And they, the angels, will bear you up in their hands. And you'll not strike your foot even against a stone. Notice that's God's will. Protection. You'll tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample down. Now, He's not talking about literal lions. He's not interested in you walking on top of a physical lion, of course, unless you guess you had to, but the young lion and the serpent you will trample down. You know, the New Testament tells us and uses these very analogies for Satan. He's spoken of in the New Testament as both a lion and a serpent. So God's really just talking about you shall walk on top of devils. And they're around, and they're out to create problems in your life. But God says you'll walk on top of them. You've got authority over them. They don't have authority over you. But they will do things in your life without the authority if you just stand by and let Him. He says, because He's loved me, verse 14, He meaning whoever has loved Him, therefore I'm going to deliver him. Now notice, that's what God's plan is. Deliver you. I'll set them securely on high because they've known my name. That means know Him personally. He will call upon me and I'll answer him and I'll be with him in trouble. Now notice, He didn't say trouble wouldn't knock on your door. But He said, I'll be with you in trouble and I'll do what? Leave you in it? Sympathize with you in it. Cry alongside with you while you're crying. Empathize. Now look what He said, I'll rescue you. And then I'll honor you. And with long life will I satisfy you. Now notice that. With long life will I satisfy you. And let him see my salvation. That means eternal life as well as temporary salvation. You know, God's will for us is long life. And you know, if you're going to enjoy long life, how many know you're going to have to enjoy health and healing to have long life? Because if you don't get to enjoy, and it's implied in that, of course, but if you don't get to enjoy health and healing, and if miracles weren't at our disposal for both deliverance and blessing, well, then these promises couldn't be so. Not in a fallen world like we live in. I mean, we live in a world that's fallen, as you well know, and there's evil and pestilence and everything they name there at every hand. But He says, in spite of all that, He goes, I know it's there. He said, but in spite of all that, you can count on me. and I promise I will deliver you, and I'll honor you, and I'll rescue you, and all of the phrases that he uses. Not just empathize with us, sit down in the ash heap with us and cry alongside of us so we're not lonely in our tears. He said, I'm going to deliver you, bring you up out of the problem, whatever the problem happens to be. So long life is a promise. Notice he said that, with long life I'll satisfy him. And notice that, I'll satisfy him. That means keep living, keep trusting God for healing and health until you're satisfied on earth. You know, we talked about last week how Pastor Robin and I went to minister to some person that was in the hospital. And this person was, you know, I told you the story Friday night. For those that didn't get to hear it, I'll reiterate a little bit of it. But they were critical condition. They were in CCU, and they were not expected to live. There were two doctors on the case, and I asked one of the doctors that was there, I said, doctor, what's your prognosis? And they looked at me and they said, what's my prognosis? I said, yes. They said, well, they're not going to get out of the hospital. They're going to die here. And I said, oh, okay. I just left it at that. I didn't say anything. And the other doctor, we asked them the same question, and they, you know, gave a little more. And they're like, well, you know, they could make it. You know, they could make it. So we didn't get a lot of hope from the doctors, as you can see. They don't always operate in faith. But anyway, so we just, you know, talked to the person. They were in critical condition, but yet could still communicate with us. And we said, do you want to die? Now, they're going to be, I think, what did they say, honey? About 71 next month or something like that, April. Going to turn 71 just a few days, really. We said, do you want to live or do you want to go on and go to heaven? Because they're a Christian. They're a believer. Don't know a lot about healing, but a little bit. And I said, do you want to go on living or do you want to go to heaven? They said, well, I'd like to go on living. I said, well, then that's what you'll do. I said, you agree with me, we'll agree that you live and not die, and we'll pray. And so they agreed, they believed, and boy, they had a fight on their hands. Whew. It was a tough fight. I mean, because it could go either way, and we knew it. And that's why I told you, I didn't, the Lord directed me this way, and so that's why I did it. I didn't leave the hospital for two straight days. When I got there and I saw what the Lord was trying to get over to me, I knew that if I walked away from the situation for a minute, they'd die. And there's a lot of reasons for that. I won't go into all the reasons, but you know, I knew that if I leave, if I just go on my trip, then they'll be dead before I get back. And even they were having struggles. And at one point in the process, when they were just in such pain and such misery, they said to me, "said Pastor Mark, encourage me, encourage me." And I said, well, see, what that was telling me was, is see, they wanted to believe, but they were in such a struggle, such a fight. Their faith was being tested by all the symptoms and all of the struggle they were currently engaged in. And so I just began to share scriptures with them. Pastor Robin, of course, did the same. When I, finally did leave the hospital, she was there, of course, with me almost the whole time. And she stayed during the day the first couple nights, and then at nighttime she went home and got rest. Because let me teach you something. I'll just digress for a second. You know, if the devil can fool you or trick you, he can wind up defeating you. For instance, if we had been foolish enough for both of us to spend the night there, he would have probably won. Because, Pastor, there's no sense in both of us being exhausted. I wanted to conserve her because I didn't know how long this would drag on, really. And so I wanted to conserve her, so I'd send her at home at night. And then by third day, I guess it was, she was at least capable of spending the night that third night. Well, after the third night, then we had it under control. By that time, we were seeing the results of our prayers. They were improving steadily and rapidly, in fact. And if I'm not mistaken, they're probably going to be out tomorrow, right? Is that what you think? Is that what they said? So they'll be out of the hospital. Now, here's a person that one doctor just flat told me they're not going to get out of the hospital. And but here they are going home, 71 years old, and was healed. Now, see, some people think, well, you know, I'm 70 years old, and probably time for me to go on. Well, that's totally up to you. That's not up to us. Somebody said, you don't get to decide. Well, then who does? Somebody said, God does. Well, then why would he say, with long life, will I satisfy you? See, that person wasn't satisfied. They didn't want to go on to heaven yet. They knew that they got plenty of time to go on to heaven. This just wasn't when the time they wanted to go. So God answered their prayer. He said, I'll rescue you. I'll be with you in trouble. I'll deliver you. And with long life will I satisfy you. So here's somebody in their 70s that now is going to go on living because they just believed God and trusted him to heal them even at that age. Because, see, Satan could come right in there and say, well, you know, you're already old, and then talk them right into dying. He does that to a lot of folks. Who was it that I heard recently saying this person died? Somebody was telling me recently, right now I've got a blank who it was, but he said they told me that they kept saying that, you know, they're only going to live to this age. What was it, 60 or something they said? Said, I'll see 60 or something like that, but not past it. And they didn't. They got just exactly what they believed. You know, you'll always get exactly what you believe for. Jesus said repeatedly, according to your faith, be it done unto you. As you have believed, be it done unto you. And words to that, like Matthew the 8th chapter, the 9th chapter, both have those kinds of phrases in it. Where according to your faith, be it done unto you. Mark 5:34, to the woman that was healed of the issue of blood, daughter, your faith made you well. Well, then that must mean faith can change things. Faith can make you well when normally it wouldn't go that way. Now, I'm quite certain, and the person, of course, after they were fully conscious and able to speak, just simply said that if it wasn't for you, Pastor Robin, Pastor Mark, I'd been dead, was telling some of their relatives that. And, we understand what she means by that. We didn't heal her or nothing. We just told her what she could have. But going back to the Old Testament, go to Exodus, the 15th chapter with me, would you? And I'm just going to give you a little survey of some things that maybe you haven't learned or maybe you haven't heard before. Because we weren't always taught these things. You know, some of us, in fact, probably most of us were raised in some of the mainline, as we say, denominations. And depending on that denomination, you were exposed to certain truths and maybe your denomination didn't expose you to certain truths because you just didn't know about them. You know, you could go down the line and take all of the different denominations, and there is truth in all of those Christian denominations. Anybody that believes that Jesus is the Son of God, if they don't preach anything else that is right, they're certainly preaching that, and that's right. So if it is a true Christian denomination and Jesus is considered Savior and Lord and Son of God, well, then they're right. There's a deposit of truth there. But that doesn't mean that your denomination or my denomination knew everything there was to know. Just to trust His cleansing
blood, just and simple faith. I hope you enjoyed today's message. The title of the message is God's Covenant Promise to Heal You. If you'd like a copy, you can look us up on the web at mrcstl.org or marksslay.org. That's marksslay.org. Or you can call our office at 314-965-8488. 314-965-8488. Until next time, this is Reverend Mark Slay reminding you that God is your life. To trust.